The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. You may recall from a gospel lesson several weeks ago that Jesus had sent out the disciples to numerous villages and towns to be disciples, to bring good news, to call people to repentance, and indeed to heal. And our gospel lesson this morning starts upon their return. They have done their work. They have been fruitful. And so Jesus says to them, in effect, because you have worked so hard, come away with me now to a deserted place, a quiet place, and there we will find rest. Come away, even as we have come this day on this Sabbath, to find rest, to be renewed, to be restored. It's wonderful to find Sabbath, and it's tempting to simply say, go and make sure in your lives that you create a quiet place. But the gospel lesson this morning reminds us it's never quite so easy as that, is it? When I was a newly ordained, newly minted minister and starting off my work in this little town in Vermont, I was determined to make my Sabbath time sacrosanct. Indeed, in seminary, one of the words of advice you were getting as you were going out into the world was, if you're going to care for others, make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you take a day off. Make sure it's printed in the bulletin every week so that people know that you're not available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so as a good new young pastor, I made sure in that little rural church bulletin that each week it said, Pastor's Day Off, Monday. And I made a pledge to myself that I would only respond to emergency calls on a Monday. And I was about 3 weeks into my work out mowing my lawn on a Monday morning when suddenly into the driveway pulled Charlie and Esther McCoskey. Charlie and Esther were older native Vermonters. They had a small farm outside the village where I lived. They were wonderful, dedicated folks. They defined the term salt of the earth. Esther was driving. She sat in the car while Charlie got out, and so I turned off my lawnmower, and he said, good morning, and I said, good morning, Charlie. And then he said to me, so, it's your day off. And I said, yeah, it is. And he said, so, what do you do on your day off? And I said, I don't think too much annoyance in my voice, well, Charlie, I do chores, like mowing the lawn, and errands, and things like that. And he said, oh. And then he said, well, Esther and I were wondering if you wanted to go with us to see the boy. And I had already met them and knew them enough to know that the boy was their 40-year-old son, Chuck. And Chuck had moved to Rhode Island, but he and his family had a small cottage, a camp, on the nearby lake. And they were up visiting for the week. So Charlie and Esther were inviting me to go, in effect, on a pastoral call. And I sat there and thought to myself, here is the moment of truth. Here is where I draw the boundary. Here is where I let them and everyone know about Sabbath. And I said, sure, Charlie. So I promptly put the lawnmower away. I get in the car, and as we're pulling out and Esther's driving, she was well under 5 feet, you could hardly see above the steering wheel. She, who had not heard any of this conversation, turns to me and says, so, it's your day off. And I said, yes, Esther. And she said, so, what do you do on your day off? And the moment she asked that question, I realized that these good and loving people had probably gotten up that morning and over breakfast thought about the fact that the pastor, the new pastor in town who didn't know anyone, had a day off, and he probably had no idea what to do or who to see. And they were making a pastoral call on me. Well, I still publish the day off each week in the bulletin. But how is it for you in keeping your Sabbath? Are you able to find those quiet and deserted places in your lives when you need to be removed from the cell phone, from the computer, from the claims of work or of other responsibilities. It's a very challenging thing indeed. And frankly, Charlie and Esther's appearance in my driveway was a minor disruption compared to what Jesus and his disciples faced when they got away to that deserted and quiet place, only to find out that the crowds had recognized him and gone ahead of them to come for teaching, for healing, and for help. As your pastor, I want to do everything I can to encourage you to create times of prayer and of Sabbath. If you do not have a time in your morning schedule when you can take even a few moments to pray to God, I hope you'll be intentional at carving out such a time. If you've discovered that in our work-obsessed culture, a vacation is no longer really a vacation, I hope you can find some way to leave a cell phone off or a computer screen turned off. I encourage you to do all those things. And yet I also tell you this. Charlie and Esther will show up in your driveway. And when they do, consider that it might be an opportunity for God's grace and God's presence. Not only for you to offer yourself as a disciple of Jesus Christ, but perhaps even to receive Christ's healing and health yourself as someone in need appears at your door. Our gospel lesson this morning reminds us that even in those times when we're seeking solitude and silence, our lives may be disrupted because the chaos and concerns of the world, those things don't observe the boundaries that we establish. But if the chaos and concerns of the world don't observe the nice boundaries that we set, neither does God's grace and God's presence and God's healing power. For the disciples discovered with Jesus in the midst of those crowds and in the midst of the people pressing in on them that Jesus Christ was able to have compassion upon them as sheep without a shepherd. And even those who were only able to touch the fringe of his cloak found healing and found presence. Some of us gather here on Thursday nights for centering prayer. Very much a time of quiet, a time when we're meant to free ourselves from all of the clutter and all of the weight of the world. And yet some of you who gathered here on Thursday evening were doing so with the fresh news that a beloved member of this community, Joe of Bunker Hill Flores, had been hit by a car on Main Street. How could anyone really truly free yourself from that concern, from that burden? And yet I know that that time of centering prayer was a time of healing power. So let us, my good friends, find those signs of Sabbath, come here to be renewed at the table, at the Eucharist, and in our prayers and in our sin. But let us also know that whatever the disruptions of the world, whatever the claims being made upon us, Jesus Christ is present, sometimes working in the silence of prayer, sometimes working in the clamor of people seeking help from us, and sometimes seeking through those very individuals themselves who bring healing balm and health and renewal to us. Come away with me to a deserted place. That is the invitation Jesus makes to us today. And there we will find peace. And there we will find hope.